probably one of the best covers I've ever heard, and that is a song I've never heard a good cover of. It's the first time I've heard a good cover, and this one, you can't get better than Al Green because it's the original, but boy, this is a great one in my opinion. It's the cover-up edition of Shockwave, episode number 16, and the stories behind the cover songs of reggae music. And after this song, the Skints actually went on and did a couple of more cover tunes, but this is still by far, in my opinion, their best, and a great band if you don't know them. I play them a lot. I really love them. Learning to Swim, their last album, great album, and was the album and group of the year for me for 2019. I know they're working on some new music. Got the opportunity to work with them at Cali Roots 2 years ago. So I emceed that show, and they asked me who I wanted to emcee, and I was like, just give me the Skints. I'll do anybody else, just give me the Skints. And it was not a problem because most people, the other MCs, I don't even think heard of them yet. But boy, if they're not on your radar, make sure they are on your radar, because they're one to listen out for, look out for, and get in tune with. We continue with this week's edition of Shockwave, the cover-up. This is from their last album. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's Steel Pulse. And this is a song that they've used Steve Winwood's Higher Love. And it's still called Higher Love, but it's also kind of got a second name called Rasta Love on Shockwave. Hope you enjoy it. Got to buy some love. I like what they did with this song, though. Obviously. Wouldn't be on the program if we did. Think about it. What we call it. There must be higher love. Down in the hearts are hidden in the stars above. Right. And without it, life is just wasted time. Inside mine. Things are looking so bad everywhere, oh, in this whole world, oh, what is fair? We
gotta do better.
We're walking blind and we try to see, falling behind with what could be. Bring me It's Lanto on your radio for this week's edition of Shockwave. It's our weekly podcast, and this week we are featuring cover songs. It's called The Cover Up, and the story behind the cover songs in reggae music. There's an interesting one, Roots of Creation, doing the Grateful Dead's Casey Jones featuring Dan Kelly of Fortunate Youth. Now, here's a cover song that a lot of people didn't know was a cover song and helped put Tory Lanez on the map. And it's also one of the reasons why you haven't heard much from Tanto Metro and Devante. This song was so successful that they've kind of like been on chill mode. Originally called Everyone Falls in Love, Tory renamed it Love, L-U-V, on this week's edition of Shockwave. See if you remember this one. I think you will. The man out of Canada that's definitely more on the R&B and hip-hop side, but having a big influence in reggae and dancehall.
Your life sweet like ripe pine. You're pretty and curvy like night time. Glow so much, anybody look my kind. Still I look here, wake up, you are my kind. Very seductive girl with the right wine. Got a button for your work with like your fat grind. Me love you more than all, me love right rhyme.
That is Mr. Cruise Rock, giving it a little Latin flavor to the dance hall cover of Beanie Man's Miss L.A.P. They renamed it here, Be Mine, on the original Buyout Rhythm, originally done by Beanie Man himself. And I like that one of my favorite dance hall songs for 2020, still playing it in 21. Don't know why this is another one of those songs that hasn't really taken off. But, you know, we tried to cover the different genres within the Caribbean diaspora. There wasn't really any major soca cover songs that I really liked. We did play the Casey Jones and kind of the reggae rock kind of stuff from Roots of Creation. We played the Seedless, They're Gonna Talk. Those are some of the covers that kind of expand some of the horizons of the music. And we're going to do one from my favorite newest ska band called Death of Guitar Pop. They did Toots and the Maytals' Sweet Sensation off of their debut album called Candy Street. They're working on a new one. They're out of Coventry, where most of the best ska and two-tone has ever come out of in this world. Hope you enjoy it. It's Shockwave. It's the cover songs in reggae and Caribbean music. All relatively new stuff. Some are a little older, but there's some major impact and significance on why we played each and every one of these songs. Hope you enjoy.
I could feel the drills walking on.
Yeah, I'm sure you're wondering who and what that is. I think it's a brilliant record. The name of the album is called Rocket to Kingston. Now, if you know anything about the Ramones, One of their best and most famous albums was called Rocket to Russia. Now what they've done, Bobby Ramone has basically, I mean, I don't, there's not much about this album. I couldn't find out. I've been trying. I've been looking to do a review on Shockwave blog, and I reached out to the label, can't find any information on this. So if anybody can help me on this, this is, in my opinion, I'm an old punk rocker, so this is a brilliant, brilliant record, in my opinion, what they've done. Basically, it's like they've remixed, renamed Bob Marley songs, and it sounds very much like Bob singing the songs, which is crazy. But they've put a Ramones twist to the names. That's originally called Redemption Song, and they called it Bye Bye Redemption. We've got one more we're going to play. I love the name of it. It's called Three Little Surfing Birds. We're going to play that as our last song. And here's a song I found a couple months ago that is very much along the same line. If anybody can, when I got the email for this, I didn't write the name of the band down or re-label the MP3. And then I try and Shazam it, try and search it up. I can't find anything. So I don't even know who sings this song. But it's called Coming In From the Cold, punk rock style. We played this a couple weeks back. So if anybody can help me on this, but it's another, somebody else doing Bob Marley in punk rock style. And I love it. Brilliant stuff. I you know, obviously Bob is the most covered reggae artist in the history. So he's still the most popular and more popular than ever. But, this is one. Before we go, hope you enjoyed the program. It's called Shockwave. This edition is episode 16. It's called The Cover Up. The stories behind the covers of reggae songs and songs done in reggae. Most of it is songs done in reggae that were somebody else's songs. But there are a few that are some cover songs in reggae like these. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to play this one, and then we'll close it out with Bobby Ramone's Three Little Surfing Birds from his album Rocket to Kingston. Check it out. The whole album's great. I love it. Enjoy.
Would you let the system get on top of your head again? No, friend, no. Would you let the system make you kill your brother?